And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our previous presentation, we began a discussion about alleged contradictions and discrepancies within the Bible. It is safe to say that most people have only a superficial understanding of what constitutes a genuine contradiction. One important truth in this controversy that needs to be repeatedly hammered home is this: a mere difference does not necessarily indicate a contradiction. For example, when a person is confronted by an alleged biblical discrepancy, there are three questions that need to be asked. Is the same thing or person under consideration? Is the same time reference in view? And is the seemingly conflicting language being employed in the same sense? Analyze, for instance, the following two statements: Sam is rich and Sam is poor. Do these sentences contradict each other? Not necessarily. First, two different people named Sam may be under consideration. Second, two different time frames may be in view. Sam may have been rich, but due to adverse circumstances became poor. Third, the words rich and poor might have been used differently. Sam might be rich spiritually, yet poor financially. The point is this: it is not legitimate to assume a contradiction until every possible means of harmonization has been exhausted. Now apply this principle to the Bible. In James 2, verse 24, we read, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Yet in Romans 3, verse 28, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." Are these two statements, which appear at first glance to be teaching completely different things, contradictory? No, they're not, because the Bible mentions several kinds of works. There are works of the Mosaic Law, works of human merit, and works of humble obedience. In Romans 3:28, Paul was saying that salvation cannot be obtained by works of the Mosaic Law or by boastful human works. James, on the other hand, was saying that salvation does involve works of obedience to Christ's commands. In other words, the term works is not being used in the two sentences in the same sense. Thus, the passages do not contradict one another. Join us in our next program as we explore this issue further.